Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. Today we have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Tanasha Allwood, and she is the owner and founder of Buzzed Art Night. You guys, I had a wonderful time this weekend going to one of her events, and I just wanted to share her with the world. So definitely, Tanasha, are you here?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. I am so glad to have you on the line today. And I'd like for you to just share your company, how this came about, your passion, everything you want to share with us this morning about yourself.
Awesome. Well, first and foremost, I'd like to just, you know, take the opportunity to thank you so much for having me on. And as you mentioned, you know, the name of my company is Buzzed Art Night, and I'm the owner. And what it is just basically it's a mobile sip and paint company here in DFW. We bring everything to you, all the paint brushes, canvases, easels, aprons, the artists, the music, everything you need to have a really fun girls' night in, girls' night out, birthday party, celebration, all while we teach you step-by-step how to paint your very own keepsake masterpiece. It's very relaxing. It's a lot of fun. Our motto is laugh, relax, wind down, and paint. And how I came about this, starting my own, is basically I was in corporate America for 11 years. I was a standalone HR manager. And oftentimes I was finding myself coming home stressed out, dealing with some anxiety and almost borderline depression, if you will. And the only thing that would help to just kind of relieve my stress and calm me down was that I would paint. And so painting for me was just my way to relax. And sometimes I'd, you know, mix that with a glass of wine and there you go. And so on, you know, one day, about 9 months ago, I've been in business for 9 months, I had asked God to just show me, you know, what my purpose is. What is my purpose in life? Because I'm getting just burnt out. And so He showed it to me. He showed it to me. And so here I am. I'm offering this, you know, painting class services. It's my artwork's a little bit more urban to appeal to the urban woman. And I've been full speed ahead, and I've been so happy and just haven't looked back since.
That is amazing. And I hope you heard that. She took the pain of being at a job that she was very unhappy and turned it into a business. And I tell people all the time, that kind of brings us to purpose, you know? It really does. Many times our purpose is birthed out of our pain. So she did exactly what I say all the time. When you experience some type of pain, look at that, because it may be time for you to shift.
Yes.
And it may be time for you to just take another road. So I'm so excited how you shared, you know, how you really felt called to leave corporate America and do something else. Oh, that was perfect.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was your courage to leave corporate America. Wow, that is awesome. And the painting was just a sign. It was your release stress reliever. So that was awesome. So that is wonderful. Definitely. Well, I wanted to find out, what do you share with other people about their purpose? Do you tell them, you know, how do you encourage other people when they're talking to you about their purpose, you know?
I typically, when people ask me that question, I just basically keep it simple by telling them, follow your passion, follow your heart, follow your dreams, whatever it is that's tugging at you, because I had this tugging at me for about 3 years, and I feel like, you know, that was God telling me, you know, that He puts that desire in you for a reason. So really get silent is what I did. I got silent and quiet and patient, and I listened to it, and then follow it. Let Him lead you. So definitely, by all means, I would just say, follow your dreams, follow your passion, because it's going to lead you to your purpose for sure.
That is awesome, and that's so true, you know. Tells other others to get solid. I would say that that's one of the key points to making a change in your life, is that really what you said about getting silent. Because many times we just, you know, run through life. We don't get silent. We don't hear from God because we're way too busy, you know.
Right.
But I tell people it's time to stop being so busy and really just sit back for a second. Today is August 1st, and I tell you, this year has already went by so fast, and we're more than halfway through the year, and we're going to wake up, and it's going to be January 1st again. So it's so important that if we don't slow down and just really, you know, I tell people all the time, it's interesting that we're all so busy and life is so fast now, but the reality is, are things for you any better than they were 10 years ago? They're not. You really need to look at that and really need to say, okay, what is going on here? Why do I not feel like I've completed anything or that anything has gotten better for me? So we just have to really be so clear about what we want and how we want to show up in the world, because all we have is the time we have. And we don't know if that's, you know, for the next 10 years. We don't know if it's for the next 30 years. Or we don't know if we're going to be out of here tomorrow. And
that's
so interesting, because people live like they have all the time in the world. And I just encourage people to live like today is your last day.
Exactly.
And when you think about it like that, oh, my goodness, life would be so different. Because, you know, it's so funny because I sat in here at home on Saturday, and I was just looking down my timeline. It was about 4 o'clock, and I looked at your event, and I thought, this starts in 30 minutes. I wonder if I could get there. So you guys, out of the blue, I went to this event, and it just really blessed my life. Because I was so lonely, and so, you know, my husband was at work that Saturday night, and I thought, I've got to get out. And I just encourage people, get out when you're, you know, not in a place where you can be with others. Get out. Get out the door. Do something. Meet some new people. Do something new. So I love that.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely. I remember when you came in, you were like, am I going to have enough time to catch up and all that? And I'm like, oh, yes, absolutely. It's, you know, just come on in and relax. We'll get you taken care of. And I'm so glad you did, because the more people that can come out and experience this unique art experience that I'm offering, it's really going to catch on. It's really just, you got to experience it for yourself. I just can't say that enough.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to find out, I know on this call there's going to be people that are going through a loss of a relationship through death or divorce, or there might be people going through bad financial times. What type of advice would you give them to make it through a bad, tough time in their life? What would you tell them?
I, through my own personal experience, I've been through, you know, divorce and some other things as well. And I would just say to, you know, seek out your source for me, I believe in God, and so I seek Him out whenever I'm having some trying times. And kind of back to that point again about being silent, I seek Him out and I listen, and then I just let Him guide me. I would say, know that this too shall pass and you're going to get through it. And just back of my mind, my favorite word is perseverance. Definitely, you just know that you will persevere through whatever it is that you're going through. This will not last always. So, those are my key things. That those are what has helped me get through some of the things that I've been through. And I've been through a lot. So, yes,
goodness. Okay, that is so good. And that's so true to just anyone. We need to make sure that we take the time to seek out God for ourselves. And we're both believers, and we pray that everybody that's listening today is a believer. But if you're not, seek out a higher power, you know. And I tell people it's not about whether, for me, whether you believe or not. I want you to believe in God, but if you don't, I know you believe in some other type of higher power. So definitely seek out, definitely, during the time of struggle and during time of good times. You know, it's good to praise Him when we're having great times as well. So I know this just from being in business. Sometimes things are up and sometimes things are down. And I know that I get, and I bet you get this now since you've started your business, two different categories of people who contact me. There are the people who haven't started their business yet who want to say, how did you do it? How can I start a business? Those are those people, the people who are future entrepreneurs. And then I get the calls from the struggling entrepreneurs, people who are just not making it right now and having a very difficult time. And I know for me, I'll just share this, with the struggling entrepreneurs, I tell them to ask questions, get out the door, ask other people what they should do, how they should do things. But know that their ultimate goal is to make sure that their life can be, you know, that they can maintain life and maintain their bills and whatnot. And many times with our business, we may even have to get a part-time job. You know, or it may have to sometimes put our job, put our business aside until we build up more reserves. I did, I planned my business for 2 years before I quit my job. And most people say, oh, that's a long time. But you know what? That just gave me the confidence to know that, okay, this can work. I can deal without this job or whatever. And it's so important that we do that. Do you have any advice for either future entrepreneurs or struggling entrepreneurs?
For struggling entrepreneurs, I would say keep a positive mindset. That has really been key for me, is just keeping a positive mindset. Don't let, you know, and talking to yourself in a positive manner. Don't let all the, you know, all the negative energy get into you that says you can't do it or that's, you know, crazy, you're going to quit your job, do what? And trust me, some of the very people that you think will be there to support you, they won't. And so you're going to have to be positively and mentally strong. So that's what I would say for the struggling person. And then it's all, for me, it's the biggest achievement I've had is through networking and word of mouth. So you've got to put yourself out there, because without it, it's just people don't know who you are, and people like to do business with who they know. That's, at least that's been my experience. And so keep a positive mindset and just put yourself out there. Believe in yourself and what you're doing, and it's all going to come together.
Yeah.
So those are things I would share just off my 9 months of being in business.
Yes, I understand. That is awesome. And that's one of the things that we need to just always remember, you guys. We're in business. You may, you know, sell jewelry. You may sell makeup, whatever. What you're really in, you guys, is the people business. And anybody that says, oh, I don't have to sell, you always have to sell. You have to sell yourself. You have to, you know, you have to be that person that people want to follow, whether that's in, hey, you know, I want you to buy this jewelry, I want you to buy this makeup or whatever, or be the person that, oh, man, she's a great person. So just whatever she has going on, I want to be a part of. I want to go to. I want to, you know, see it work or whatever. So just know that, you guys, that people are always watching. People are always following you, whether you think they are, you think they're not. They are. They really
are.
So, my goodness, I can tell you, I have so many people that look at my posts and videos and stuff, and it's so funny because they never say anything. And then when I see them in person, they say, oh, you did a great video. And I said, you were on there? And they said, yep. And I said, okay. Sometimes people will never say anything. Sometimes people just want to be spectators of your life and see what you have going on. So, you know, don't allow that to scare you. Just be you and do what you need to do, you know. So it's so important that we share that because, you know, people may have been seeing your post. Do you do this once a month or every couple of months or every couple of weeks, or how does it work?
So how it works is, let's say you wanted to plan a private party with me. I do a lot of private parties as the owner.
Okay.
A lot of clients, they'd like to, you know, see me and have me teach them. So I'm doing parties in people's homes and churches and fitness studios and just wherever, being mobile. But I try to average at least 5 to 6 public events a month, which is what you came to a public event, and I have 2 partnerships with 2 different restaurants, the Casa's Pizza in Addison, and also On the Border in Addison. So that way, if people don't have a venue or don't want me to come to their home, then we could use those venues as well. So you can contact me to do a private party, and I'll come to you, and then if not, then my public events, it's usually about 5 to 6 of those a month. Overall, I'm averaging about 14 parties a month. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I'm really busy.
I mean,
yes.
You really helped me just with that, you guys, because I thought parties were dead. But guess what? It's all in how you present. It's all in how you make people feel, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I had to be honest with you. I haven't been to a jewelry party or any kind of party in years. And it's so funny because I keep saying I'm looking for a candle lady because I love candles and I've never been to a Scentsy party. But I can't seem to find anybody that does that, you know. So it's like, okay, don't make something in your mind not be true. And what I mean by that is I just decided, okay, parties are dead. People are not doing parties anymore. And just like me, I looked on that timeline. I know I've seen this invitation from you at least a couple of times before. I can't even remember, but I
yeah.
just, something inside of me just said, okay, Cheryl, go. Today is the day
right.
to go. You know,
yes.
first thing I did, to be honest with you, is I looked up and saw what the price was. I said, okay, I can afford that. Yay! Oh, my goodness. It was wonderful.
Funny.
So I was just so excited. So that's a tip right there, you guys. Tanisha shares that she is able to book, you know, 10-plus parties a month, you know? So it's just like,
yes.
don't think that something is dead when it's not. You have to be, just know that you're in the perfect will of God, and if he intends for you to do this, nothing's going to stop you, you know?
Exactly, yes.
Nothing can stop you, you know? So I just love that, you know? Parties per month. So I'm writing that in show notes, you guys, for all of us people who are involved in some type of multi-level marketing or something like that. People are out there. People want to do things. People want to engage. We've got to give them the opportunity to do that, you know?
Yes.
Yes. And that's so funny because we just use excuses. I'll just say that, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, we really don't really go out and put our best foot forward. We don't think of it in a different way, you know, because sometimes we got to do things out of the box, you know. I will tell people
right.
I am one of 3 million Mary Kay consultants in the world, and here's the deal. What makes me different is this, and that's what we have to do with our business, and I think Tanisha's done that
right.
with her business. It's totally
yes.
different because, yeah, there is, I can't even think of the name of the place that's a art studio. But anyway, there's a couple
oh my
of them
God.
Around town. Yeah, there's
okay.
a couple of them around town. But what makes her
yeah.
different is she will come to you. So we've got to do some things, you guys, if we want to truly be successful business owners. We've got to look different and act different from our competition. Know that competition is out there, and competition is really a good thing. It really is. That means
really
that we're
is.
In a business that's booming. You know,
yes.
but we have to look different. We all can't look the same, you know. I tell people all the time, people look at me and say, okay, you do Mary Kay? Yeah. And I said, I am 50 years old. And they're like, no way.
No,
yeah, I
not.
Use Mary Kay. Yeah,
no,
I use Mary
not.
Kay. So that's the way my skin looks the way it looks. So it's like,
wow.
you know, I try to find women that are in their 40s, 50s, and let them know, hey, you can reverse the signs of aging, girl. Let me show you how. You know?
yeah.
So, you know, we all got to have a mission. We got to have something that we're so passionate about. And like she is about art, you guys, I would have never guessed when I went in there and saw that picture that we were supposed to draw. And then it's like, oh, man, mine ain't going to look nothing like that. But then when I did it, it was like, this looks pretty good. I was so excited.
Yes. to my brain.
And I put it, it was so funny because I put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I put it everywhere just so people could say, that's really good, Cheryl. I was so excited.
Oh, I love
so,
it.
Just know, you guys, that you can make anything happen, you know, and just put a little bit of excitement in your life and into your business. Whatever you're doing, just know that, you know, hey, anything is possible, you know, and you can do it, definitely. Well, tell us this. If you had to tell us one of the greatest ways that you really relax and have fun yourself, besides, we know painting, we know you love to paint, but besides that, what else do you do?
I love to bowl. Believe it or not, I'm a bowler. When my mother, when I was growing up, my mom, she worked at a bowling alley, and she was on a bowling league, and from very early age, we grew up as, you know, military brats, because my dad was in the Army. We traveled all over, and bowling was like the thing to do. And it's so funny. People always, they ask me, they look and they go, you got those long fingernails. How can you bowl? I'm like, hey, don't sleep on it. So I'll get out and add my own ball, my own shoes, and I love the bowl. Yeah, that's just another fun thing for me. You get a bunch of people together, and it's something about, you know, a little bit of competition in there and having fun. So that's another thing I like to do to just, you know, get out, let my hair down, and relax and have a good time.
That is amazing. So that is really good. You just never know, you guys, what people like to do. I love that. Well, tell us, do you have any books or masterminds or anything that you're involved in that you would like to recommend?
Not any masterminds, but what I do have is a book called Attitude is Everything by Keith Harrell. I don't know if you've heard of that one or not. But that is a really good book. There's a lot of positive affirmations in it. Again, going back to my point about keeping a positive mindset and just positive self-talk to yourself as you go through your, you know, your journey with the entrepreneurship, it's just so important. And so I really love his book. Again, Attitude is Everything by Keith Harrell. And it's just a really good book on attitude and just keeping a positive attitude.
Recommendation. Attitude is Everything. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is
it's really key. Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, if you had to give any advice to a 15-year-old, just like you were when you were 15, what would you give? What advice would you give her?
A 15-year-old, what advice? I would say enjoy. Definitely, you know, enjoy your life, because when you get out here into what I call the real world, the adulthood, don't try to grow up too fast, because I tell you, it's tough, and you got to be ready, and just know that, you know, like you were saying earlier, life is too short, so just enjoy it. Enjoy every stage of it. You know what I mean? Like, some of these 15-year-olds, I have a teenager here at home. I have a 17-year-old, by the way. They try to grow up too fast. You know, like, they want to be grown. I'm like, you know, just slow down. You're not grown yet. You're not ready. So just, you know, go through your journey. Enjoy every stage of it would be what I would say.
That is awesome. That is so true. Because I agree, they try to grow up way too fast. So I love that. That's great advice, definitely. Now, if you had to tell us about your next upcoming public event, when would that be?
So I have several. The very next one will be August 13th at Southwest Center Mall, and it's actually going to be a free community event for children. Buzz Dart Night is hosting the event alongside Hip Hop for Hope, and that's Saturday, August 13th from 12 to 4. The first 30 kids that sign up will get a free art lesson, and they will also receive a free backpack with art supplies. again, Southwest Mall, August 13th from 12 to 4. And then aside from that, my next big event for the public will be August 20th at 5 o'clock at Picasso's Pizza in Addison. And it's a fundraiser event for We Are Survivors, which is a domestic violence organization for men, women, and children who have been affected by domestic violence. Again, that's a fundraiser. Your tickets include, the price of your tickets include salad, garden salad, Caesar salad, pizza, breadsticks, soda, and of course your keepsake masterpiece that we're going to teach you how to paint. It's going to be a really fun event. We actually have the county prosecutor for Dallas coming out to give a short speech. We're going to have games. It's just going to be a really fun time, and again, all in the effort to raise funds for and awareness for domestic violence.
Okay, now what is the date and cost for that one again?
Yeah, so the date is Saturday, August 20th at Picasso's Pizza in Addison. Tickets are just $60. And again, don't get deterred by the fee, because the fee includes, you know, your masterpiece, your 16x20 canvas. It also includes food. It includes a soda. And then also a portion of those proceeds go to We Are Survivors.
That is wonderful, actually. You know what, you guys? That is a great, great deal, actually, because the picture, the masterpiece, as she calls it, is really big. I mean, I was expecting a little bitty, I don't even know my dimensions, I think 8x11 or whatever. I was expecting a little bitty picture. And when I got there, it was so big, I was so excited. That is wonderful. So I am so excited about that. And you guys, that is a great one that we could be in service for the community and also supporting her and her business. And that's what I'm all about, you guys. I believe as small businesses, we need to unite. We need to do some stuff together, you know, and we need to support one another and say, hey, if you're looking for this, go to her. If you're looking for this, go to him. That's what life is all about, you guys. And it is about who you know, trust, and like, you know. And when we do business with people that we know, we do business with our friends. I tell people, I try to go to a doctor that's my friend. My husband's doctor is our friend. You know, I try to go to a dentist that's our friend. I try to do everything I can with friends, because I just believe in business being among friends. And when it's among friends, guess what? You're going to refer people. You're going to tell people. You are going to share them with everybody you know. So I just encourage you to spend some time at Buzz Art Night, and you will be blessed, definitely. So definitely tell us in conclusion, if you wanted to give us a closing, we got about 2 minutes left. If there's anything else that you wanted to say or share or whatnot, that would be great.
Absolutely. Well, again, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure. For those of you listening, again, my name is Tanasha, and I'm the owner of Buzz Art Night. You can follow me on all social media. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Buzz Art Night. I spell it BUZZEDARTNITE. And then also I do have a website, buzzartnight.com. If you're interested in hosting a private party, you can contact me at 972-785-7352. I would love the opportunity to earn your trust and to earn your business. So, again, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, that was a little bit, I heard a little bit of static. So, okay, we have in the show notes, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter is all Buzzed Art Night. We have her website is Buzzed Art Night, and her cell phone number is on here if you'd like to call her. I think it would be a wonderful. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Tanasha, what'd you say?
Oh, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard something. Okay, but we are definitely having a little bit of technical difficulties this morning, so I just want to make sure that everybody heard that, and then we can go back to the show notes because we have the top 6 reasons to listen to this show and her contact information. So this has been a pleasure being able to spotlight you on the show today. I hope that you have had fun, and we've had a great time just talking about, you know, the business and how things go, and I just love it, you know. I was definitely blessed by being there this weekend, and I just hope you much best.
Thank you.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being a guest today, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye.